you play the dog, Frank, can you do your talking dog and then you hit the dog button on that thing? That would make my morning.
They keep themselves amused, and the five guys who make up Philly's Dr. Dog have been bringing their 60s-influenced oddball pop to increasingly bigger audiences, one Wilco, Strokes, and My Morning Jacket tour at a time. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Scott McMicken and Toby Lehman met on an 8th grade class trip. After playing music together in a variety of Philly-based bands, they formed Dr. Dog in 1999 as a lo-fi studio band that drew its sound from both the Beach Boys and Guided by Voices. Dr. Dog were fairly content making albums in their basement and playing around Philly, but then a band member's ex-girlfriend sent a demo to My Morning Jacket's Jim James, and he invited them out on tour. Dr. Dog's 6th studio album, Shame Shame, is out now, and it marks some pretty big changes for the band. Like that, after more than a decade of self-production, they took a break from their basement recording studio and hired an outside producer. But Dr. Dog assured FUV's Claudia Marshall that even with all the bells and whistles they had access to, they still took a very light-handed approach in the studio.
When we left there, we were able to strip away a lot of that stuff, you know, because it wasn't exactly sounding awesome to us. We just kind of, while there, focused on other things like getting good takes and messing around with all these instruments they had that we never get to have, and different kinds of guitars and stuff. And then when we went home, we were able to kind of bring the sound a little bit closer to what we're looking for on our own.
So the producer who, you know, for folks at home, has worked with Beck and, I don't know, Elliot Smith. When he hears the final version of the record, would that be like a shock to him?
I've wondered that.
Yeah, you haven't had that. I mean, he knows our other stuff.
But he's a good man. He wouldn't be disappointed, though. He wouldn't be like, "Oh, dude."
No. He just has the greater good in mind. He's an awesome person, and you know, we were just in. It was like such a radical change for us, and we just weren't really prepared for the extent of how radical it was.
Just,
you know,
being in a different room and being in a different town and working with a different, you know, a couple of different people on the other side of the glass.
Working with anybody.
Yeah.
You never worked with anybody before. No, I'm completely sincere.
We learned a lot. We learned a whole lot. And I feel like from here on out, the whole business of recording for us has changed as a result of that experience.
At the bottom there's a stir, and now the surface is a blur. Tell the truth like it's a joke, and don't fix the part that isn't broke. I know I'm just a memory, and I know that's how it's gotta be. So tell the mirror on the wall, mirror, mirror on the wall, there's no reflection here at all. Mirror on the wall, there's no reflection here at all.
But we actually met, we started hanging out, we went on a field trip up to Ellis Island.
And that's when you met?
Yeah, hanging out on the bus.
I picture you guys on this bus, and you're what? You're sitting in the back making trouble, or were you pretty well behaved back in eighth grade?
I don't know. I was kind of a dope.
Toby was a dope. Scott, do you buy that?
Yeah. This is dope. Yeah, remember Mr. McClumsy telling you to act like a humanoid? He was accused of not being human by many of our teachers.
I can't imagine that at the time you thought you would be working together in a rock and roll band.
Kinda,
you call that working? You
That's
did.
A weird thing.
Yeah, actually,
you
we
didn't.
Got off the bus from that field trip, and we went to his house, and we played Jimi Hendrix songs on the
guitar. Did you really?
Yeah.
That's an awesome story.
Pretty much immediately.
It's true. His brother was there. He'll testify.
Well, I planted the bottom in the top, and I pray that something quits me before I gotta stop. 'Cause the masquerade is over.
Dr. Dog with live versions of Mirror, Mirror, and Stranger. Their latest album is Shame Shame. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear the whole session online at WFUV.org.